When Michael Jackson was arrested on the 18th of November 2003, it looked like the end of the road for the King of Pop. He stood accused of vile crimes in court, his carefully crafted image seemingly tarnished forever. But on June the 13th, 2005, Jackson was exonerated. His friends and relatives had stood by him throughout. This is their story of the Michael Jackson they know and love, and the story of his music.
He's influenced styles, he's influenced singing, he's influenced dancing, he's influenced videos for sure. He is the ultimate artist, Michael.
Michael was a singing, you know, dancing sensation. It took the music to a completely different level.
He transcended lines of race in America, which is incredible to do on the level that he had done it. I mean, he was the greatest.
Very few individuals who have been allowed to have that kind of fame. You know, oh, what a cost, though. At what cost?
Now I'm very happy to present the Grammy Legend Award for 1993 to my big brother, Michael Jackson.
I hope this finally put to rest another rumor that has been in the press for too many years. Me and Janet really are two different people.
You can think what you like about Michael Jackson, but there's no denying his talent. With all we think we know about Michael Jackson, it's easy to forget what the fuss was about in the first place. It was, of course, his music. The sheer scale of his success has never been equaled. He's had the biggest selling album of all time, the largest audience ever, the biggest selling video, and won more awards than any other artist, including 8 Grammys in one night. The 1980s and 90s were the reign of the King of Pop. But during much of the 1970s, the charts were ruled by the Jacksons.